Big news for retail today, though. Wesfarmers is announcing earlier this morning, as you will have heard on the news, 75 Target stores in Australia will close. 92 could be converted into Kmart stores. The Target country brand will be dumped altogether. On the line, an expert in shopping behaviour and food retailing, Queensland University of Technology, Professor Gary Mortimer. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Great to chat.
Yeah, thanks for your time. What have they done wrong?
Well, I guess ultimately Wesfarmers have been running two different discount department store businesses. We've got Kmart on one hand, we've got Target on the other. Fundamentally, they've been competing against one another, and I think your listeners would probably agree that the Kmart is the stronger model. It's got a better offer, particularly on price and value, and that's what simply cannibalised the Target business. Shoppers have simply moved away from Target and walked straight into a Kmart store and picked up what they were looking for.
So is this the end of Target long term?
Well, I think long-term it is. I mean, this is phase one. Almost 50% of their fleet will either close or they'll be rebadged into the more successful Kmart brand. But I think ultimately long-term, I don't think we'll see that the Target brand in shopping centres or in country towns in the coming years.
So is there any significant difference between Target and Kmart?
Well, no, there's not a lot, and that's the problem. Initially, there was. So Kmart was always a bit dicey. Target was much better, middle-class, middle-tiered discount department store. Guy Russo came along and took control over the Kmart business, repositioned it as a great low-price value position, and that simply just pulled customers and sales away from the Target brand. And ultimately now there's a lot of commonality. I think your listeners would have probably wandered into a Target store and went, wow, gee, the T-shirt's about the same price and the same quality as the one at Kmart.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because they've been competing for customers. I assume they haven't been undercutting each other in price, have they?
No, not at all. There's a lot of replication. I think what happens is that you walk into a Kmart store, they've really clearly positioned themselves as cheap and cheerful. You know, savvy shoppers shop there. We've got lots of social media, Kmart mum hacks and things like that happening. So it's got a great social media following. Target, unfortunately, probably not managed as well, and ranging issues, and then, of course, the commonality against both of them. Wesfarmers did indicate last year that they were planning to reposition Target away from Kmart, put it into a more middle market sector. Yeah. But I think, Neil, we've already seen that middle market sector really struggle. Harris Scarf, for example, going into voluntary administration late last year.
Okay. Neither Target nor Kmart actually run much floor staff, do they?
No, limited staff, but I guess you pay for what you get. So if you're looking for a self-select discounter model, be that a food discounter like Aldi or a discounter like Kmart, you're going to expect probably less staff on the floor.
And what is Target Country?
Target Country is a smaller version of a Target or a larger Target business. They're located in country towns around Victoria and the rest of Australia. Now, it is indicated that some of those Target stores, about 53 of those Target stores, will be rebadged to smaller Kmart stores, which is good news for workers. No job losses there. But it does look like 50 Target Country stores around Australia will close. So concerning. I mean, obviously, if you're working for Target and you're in Melbourne, your job's safe. You'll probably be transitioned into a Kmart or into another successful Wesfarmers retail brand like Officeworks or Bunnings. If you're stuck in a country town somewhere and your store's slated for closure, I think that's probably a little bit more concerning for those country towns.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Tim.
From the Queensland University of Technology, Professor Gary Mortimer.